As we just heard proclaimed, the gospel for this Sunday portrays the Lord being driven out into the desert by the Spirit. And there he spent 40 days. Mark does not offer many details as to what happened to Jesus in the desert for those 40 days. He only says that there, Jesus was tempted by Satan, and also that he was among wild beasts and that the angels ministered to him. I believe we have also been to the desert before. I think of those times when life became so difficult or challenging that it really felt like being in the middle of a desert. In the middle of the desert, I can imagine, one must feel hopeless, alone, and with no one to turn to. Many of us, if not most of us, have also been in places where we thought there was no hope, places where we felt alone and with no one to turn to, like in the middle of a desert. In those times, when we are at our weakest, the evil spirit, the enemy of our souls, draws near and takes the opportunity to whisper to our ears things like, "See, there is no one to help you. Look around, you are alone. There is no hope. Here, no one can hear your voice." It is even more difficult when you end up in a desert like this or like that for having said or done the right thing. Then the tempter comes, draws near and says, "See, you should have stayed quiet. They are bigger and more powerful than you are. Again, look around and see. Here, no one can hear your voice." In those times when we too are tempted in the desert, it is important that we reclaim our identity as sons and daughters of the Father, and that we become aware and indeed convinced that we are not alone and that the Father is there for us. Our Father in heaven, the Creator of all things, can bring life to deserts, turn them into green valleys, and also make streams of water flow where before it was just dry and sterile. When we end up in the middle of a desert, it is important that we remain close to our Abba, to our Father. And He will say to us in the words of Psalm 91, "Since He clings to me in love, I will free Him, protect Him, for He knows my name." We are sons and daughters of the Father. And again, Psalm 91 has promised us that when life takes us to the middle of a desert, the Father will then command his angels with regard to us to guard us wherever we go. With their hands they shall support us, lest we strike our foot against a stone. That is what the angels did for Jesus, because he is the Son. And that is what the Father would do for any of us, his beloved children in Christ. This Lent, brothers and sisters, I invite us to reclaim our identity as sons and daughters of the Almighty. And when temptation comes, may we not despair. Again, even if we feel like being in the middle of a desert. And as Psalm 16 promises us, he will not abandon our souls to Sheol, nor let his devout ones see the pit. He will show us the path of life, abounding joy in his presence, the delights at his right hand forever.